You may be seated. So it's Father's Day, and I guess I can't resist to tell a couple of father jokes. For you here. One is a father and a son. They were sitting down to their evening meal, and the boy says to his dad, "Dad, are bugs good to eat?" And he says, "Let's not talk about those things now, son, at the dinner table." So after dinner, the father inquired, "Now, son, what was it that you wanted to ask me?" "Oh, nothing," the boy said. "There was a bug in your soup, but now it's gone." So the father of five children had won a toy at a raffle. And this was a dilemma. So he called his five little children together and said, "Now, somebody's going to get this present. So who is the most obedient? And who never talks back to mommy? And who does everything mommy says?" And the five small voices replied in unison, "Okay, Daddy, you get the toy." And now a true story that one of my two daughters was this high and was in her school class, and the teacher said, "I want you to draw a picture of your daddy for Father's Day." And the teacher was quite perplexed when this young child came forward with her picture of her daddy, and it said, "My daddy wears a dress to church." And she had pictured me in my alb. So, yeah, I think we still have that picture. So sometimes words can move us, right? Sometimes words can move us to laughter. The Word of God is a moving word. On this Holy Trinity Sunday, the church celebrates God moving in our lives through the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. The Father who speaks a word of life, creates life, restores life, through the Son, who is the Word in the flesh, who speaks a word, and a man who's paralyzed for 38 years stands up and walks. Jesus, who speaks a word, and a father's daughter is healed miles away in an instant. And then there's the Spirit, who takes the Word of God, and as it says in the translation called the Message, delivers it to us. Takes the truth and delivers it to us so that we can believe. So that we can interpret what is happening in our present predicament through God's wisdom. God's Word is what feeds us. It's what calls us into being. It's what rattles us free from the lies we've been told and the lies that we tell ourselves. God's Word is both law and gospel. It reveals our brokenness, and yet it pronounces restoration that frees us to participate in God's restorative work in all the world. You've heard about flipping houses, right? Well, the Holy Spirit's about flipping lives. And God wants us to participate in that life flipping, to be partners in that. I want to tell you a story about someone who is a partner in delivering God's word to another person. This story is about Angela, a woman who was made known in this story in USA Today. Angela used to be a nurse, but through some strange circumstances wound up delivering pizzas at a Minnesota Domino's. And one of the people that she delivered to regularly, in fact every Saturday morning, was an older gentleman named Lee, who was 76 years old and had one of those Duck Dynasty beards. Angela took a liking to Lee. He smiled a lot. He was a kind man. She eventually learned that he lived in this little RV, an old RV that was rusted out, tiny little thing. And she would take pizza to his door because Meals on Wheels didn't deliver on weekends. That pizza was his food for the whole weekend. He had experienced a bad storm back in 2015 that damaged his home, and he didn't have the money to repair his home, so he moved into this little trailer that was on his property, and it didn't have a bathroom, didn't have electricity. And to top that off, that same year, his son was killed in a snowmobiling accident. It was tough times for Lee. Angela knew, with another tough winter coming on, that this just wouldn't do, that something had to be done. So she started a GoFundMe page with a picture of Lee's trailer, and she said these words, "Not in our community." Well, when she put that GoFundMe page up, people started giving, not only from the community, but even as far away as Australia. And 8 weeks later, she had a goal of $35,000 for a new home for Lee. And 8 weeks later, she had 32 of it raised already. And so she began to look for a nice trailer home for him and found it. And people helped her stock the cabinets full of canned foods for the winter. They furnished it and furniture that would be comfortable for Lee. And then she, above his bed, put a little sign that read, "Joy, hope, love, peace, believe." The woman who had delivered pizzas to Lee now had delivered to him his new home. God's word is a moving word. What is it moving you to do? To whom is it moving you to deliver a word of hope, peace, or justice? Jesus makes it clear that the Spirit takes what is God's and preaches it to those who will listen. The Spirit takes the word about Jesus and delivers it to our doorstep, so that it's no longer a general word for somebody else, but it's a word specifically to our hearts in our complex dilemmas that we face. God's word is Jesus' intimate presence, and it becomes yours and mine through the intimate presence of the Spirit. That's God's goal, that the word that is in between and among all the members of the Trinity draws us into that reality so that we're refreshed and enthused and turned loose to share it, to deliver it to others. The word of God is powerful. It is moving, and it moves us. It's interesting to me that, in another sense, the word moves, and it speaks differently to us depending on where it's spoken. For example, what if I say to you, "Forgiven." What if I say to you, "Forgiven"? What if I say to you, "Forgiven"? What if I say to you, hope. What if I say to you, hope? What if I say to you, hope? You see, God's word moves us where it is spoken. It moves us spiritually, meeting us where we are. And it moves us in our context where we find ourselves. The very need we have expressed, either by words or by our sighs. Today may you be moved by God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that what is theirs may be yours, and that you may have a bold new hope in the power of forgiveness in Jesus' name. May it move you to be a more patient, more loving, more forgiving father. May it move you to be a more patient, more forgiving son or daughter. May it move you to do good for your neighbor and give thanks to God the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.